You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's game day. Hour number one of two of this G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Pre-game's coming up at 4 o'clock with Broadus and Schiafallo. Let's rock, General, at your service. Happy game day, everybody. Thanks for making us part of your day. There is Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. You have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and fits you. Fixing to go two flawless. Wolfchuck and Schiafallo are here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, and along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and as we do, most football Fridays, but every show before the game, we start with some prediction. Cowboys had chances to play Philadelphia closer last year. Cooper Rush was horrible. I talked about that with you last night in our short show. I think 8.5 is huge. I love the points, boys. I do love the points. Before we get to your thoughts, let me tell you, 75% chance of rain tonight in the second and third quarters, 50% in the first and fourth quarters. I'm getting conflicting reports on how strong the rain is going to be. Is this going to be heavy rain? Is it going to be a light rain? Not quite sure, but definitely going to be a wet game. Okay, so consider that. I imagine that'll bring the points down, maybe the running plays up. I just think it's hard to pick Cowboys right now, as much as I want to be so pleasantly surprised with what Eberflus can do with linebackers and with what Shoddy and Adams have planned offensively. I'm going to go Eagles here, and let me take it 24-20. Boys, how about that?
24-20.
Hey, that smells like a moral victory to me, boys and girls.
24-20, we
get
would
you
take
in
that. Yeah,
get
I,
you in the
I
money.
Agree, man. I think Cowboys to cover all day here. I'm just kind of channeling 2021, that season opener, and the offense comes out hot like they did against Tampa Bay. Dax looking good. CD's looking good. Heck, I like the George Pickens touchdown odds, too. First game as a Cowboy, I could see George Pickens getting in the end zone and making something happen. I think that's the key to victory. You got to find a way to pick on a new half of this Eagles secondary. How good are they going to be on the back end? I know Vic Fangio, a.k.a. Dick, he does have the Cowboys number a little bit. I think he's won four straight games against the Cowboys. He's been Dak Prescott's kryptonite. Him and Fred Warner, those are the kryptonites. But I do like the Cowboys to show something on offense, running the football. I like the Kevontae Turpin rushing yards over as well. I think I got him at more than 9.5 yards on Prize Picks.
Wow.
And we saw Kevontae Turpin lining up in the backfield a lot. I think him and CeeDee Lamb have at least one big carry. I'm going 31-27 Eagles. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think the Cowboys are going to be very competitive. I just do think the Eagles are the better team right now. And there's so many question marks with that Cowboys secondary. How much does Diggs play? Does Kyrie Elam actually carry over a good offseason into the game? And then to the Eagles, are they able to pick apart guys like, you know, Reddy Stewart and some of the other new additions that they've had? So I like the Cowboys to be competitive. I think offense is going to be fun and give us some optimism, but I'm still... I don't have the quite homer balls right now to take Cowboys to win it.
Definitely not as homer or as toxic as the 469 who just came in saying sounds like perfect conditions for Barkley to blow his knee out.
Wow.
Definitely wouldn't want to root for that.
Wow. Never root
He's
for
more
injury.
Of an ankle injury guy anyway.
Never root for injury like that.
Now, Brian,
key players.
That's doing it wrong.
That's doing it way wrong.
You picked the Cowboys yesterday. Are you still there 24 hours later?
Yeah, I went on DallasCowboys.com, and I just kind of have a feeling that Dallas will be able to block the front. I think Vic Fangio will be cavalier enough to rush four. Yeah, this is a team that did not last year, even with the guys they had, didn't have a lot of sacks, but they're really good in the secondary. Cowboys have got some guys that are able to make plays against these contested catches. Tight window throws is your quarterback. He's got that kind of ability. I think that Diggs does make a difference in this game tonight and some coverage stuff. Give me Dallas 27, Philadelphia 24.
Wow, beating the Super Bowl champs in their own house.
The Diggs friends in the game.
Yeah.
That's huge. I dropped my score down a little bit based on the weather conditions. I was going to go like 30-24. I'm looking at like a 27-20 game now with the Eagles winning but the Cowboys covering. And similar to the way you guys view it in terms of I am optimistic about this Cowboys offense, catching Vic Fangio off guard a little bit, plenty of weaponry and plenty of guys to pick on in that secondary. I think you're going to have some pretty dang good opportunities. So hopefully they can contain Barkley, because that can get away from you in a big way, especially if it's going to be a rainy game and they just want to just tote the rock. And all they did was run the ball last year. Nobody ran it more than the Eagles. So they're willing to just turn around and give him the football and let him go. So I'm excited to see what this run defense looks like. But give me 27-20 Eagles.
Yeah, watching the games from last year, I'm not a big Jalen Hurts believer at all. And that all 22 just made it so crystal clear to me that if you can put him under a little bit of pressure, the eyes come down, he's going to run. Like, going to the second and third progressions just does not happen enough with Jalen Hurts. I think you can frustrate him. Can you prevent him from getting loose for those 15-yard runs, a 20-yard run that are absolute backbreakers? I don't know if the Cowboys have answers for that. I think the unknown is what is exciting, because the known is tough. I mean, they're the champs. Fangio really represents the perfect Dak defense. He's a master of the too high shell, the discipline, the disguise, the denying big plays, making you earn all of it, and showing light boxes to bait the run. Like, they're going to have four or five guys coming after Dak, and then they want to rally to the football and deny big plays. If you want to take five or six on the ground, okay, we can live with that. But ultimately, we're going to make you get seven first downs. And, you know, based on how that defensive style has done against Dak really for the second half of his career so far, I have a hard time projecting a tremendous amount of Cowboy success. But the way that turns is if this running game is something, if your young athletes and that middle three can move people, you know, and then everything that we believe about the Cowboys could be totally different by the time we take the air tomorrow.
Yeah, they've got Philadelphia's got some quality linebackers. I mean, they've got a rookie that is starting in this one, but I think there's a couple of places though that they defensively they've lost some people along the way, and I'm interested to see how their cornerbacks play. I'm interested to see how their safeties play in this thing. How quickly they might have to pivot very, very quickly in this football game, because if they have some guys at corner that aren't handling it, and is Ringo going to be good enough as, you know, coming off the bench? We talked about Jackson. He's a little bit of a smaller type of a guy. Ringo, a much bigger guy, much slower guy. As far as, you know, the quickness, I mean, because of how big he is and how it takes him to have to turn.
Double moves were a problem for him in Georgia.
I tell you what, I hope that Brian Schottenheimer and staff, and I hope people up in the box are pointing out where my man Vach Lombardi always says this, find the scrub, find the scrub, and then go after that guy. And I totally buy into that. You know, they're going to try and hunt your bad players. Tom Brady made a career out of hunting your bad players. You know, there's nothing wrong with you paying everybody back and doing it the same to these teams. If somebody's got out there that needs to be exposed, go get them and take advantage of those things.
Jim Nantz had a great season preview for CBS. You guys see that today?
Incredible. Yeah.
That was chills. Goosebumps, yeah. All the right notes. He had a great line in it saying, the thing about fate, it's always up for grabs. And, you know, it's some of the numbers as we get into week one. Every year for like the last 25 years, four non-playoff teams made the playoffs. So it's just a good reminder that, you know, whatever you believe about your team or the league is definitely subject to change in a big way here as we get this 2025 campaign off and running. You mentioned George Pickens, and that's another reason that this thing could be totally different. A better 1-2 combo that maybe any Cowboys quarterback has ever had, let alone Dak. But what do you want to see from him tonight? What are we hoping to get from George Pickens? Is it the deep ball, or is it more the crossers and the yak?
I think it's just his ability to go and make plays. And I say that it's almost simplistic to say go make plays, but make a variety of plays. When this team needs a one-handed catch, go make that one-handed catch. When this team needs a crossing route on third down, take it and get an extra 12, 13 yards after catch. You know, find ways to like be this weapon that Philadelphia now is in trouble because they don't have an answer. You know, don't just the deep ball and all that would be great. Start the game, deep ball, deep shot, all of a sudden, woo, here we go. But I think from him, just go be that guy that you're capable of being that we saw in college, that the run after catch, the deep ball, the just spectacular plays. This offense could use somebody in this game that's making those types of plays that just kind of lifts everybody in this game, you know, and to start to believe, all right, hey, we're moving the ball. We're okay. Okay, third down, we can throw it to Pickens and we'll be all right. You know, that's the kind of thing I need from him tonight. Let him be that difference maker that we've seen from him before.
214 says, I want no drops. Honestly, definitely somebody who's paying attention at the conclusion of last year. There were several drops and lack of focus type stuff for the Steelers. I just hope that if the Cowboys are losing bad tonight, that he can beat up a Steeler or an Eagle.
Oh, we just start getting in fights.
Yeah.
Throw hands on DeJean or Quinyon Mitchell.
Keep it interesting late.
Yeah.
You know, if one of those guys wants to bark, you know, they're up three touchdowns or
he'll
something.
Bite you.
And he's only got one catch for 14 yards. You know, maybe we could see something like that. I'm hoping to get the absolute best out of this George Pickens experience. Keep things interesting. Dak Prescott 9-4 all time against the Bird Turds. Does that matter in this game?
I mean, I think Dak always plays well against them. So like that's why to me, and we talked about this, like I don't see them getting blown out. I think Dak will keep them in this football game. And they've had some good defenses, and Dak's been able to play well. So, like, ultimately, doesn't matter, no. These are new teams. It's a new year. But I do think there's something about the Eagles that he's not intimidated by whatsoever.
Yeah, but, I mean, very few times that you get to see him actually versus Jalen Hurts, right? I mean, there's usually some type of issue going on with those two guys being able to actually play against each other. And then this will be the first time he plays up against Dick Fangio versus the Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, the element of that, we know Fangio has generally sort of had his number to some extent over the years. Now this is the first time with Filthy, and then you battle the elements, and again, he's going up against Jalen Hurts when usually that's not the case. So you just have the full resources for the Eagles in a way that you don't usually do when you see a middle of the year.
Yeah, this team is probably going to be pretty basic in the way that they rush him. They're going to rush four, and they're going to try and drop the coverage on him and you know, make sure you got your reads right. Don't try and do too much in this game. Just find a way, you know, that just whatever the play call is, find a way to kind of keep the ball moving. Kind of find a way to not have any negative plays in this game. You know, and trust your reads. If you're making that read and you think that linebacker, you know, just make sure that you have all that confidence that you're going to throw the ball in that spot. Because where he gets in trouble is where, again, trying to do too much, and then he gets fooled pre-snap. Hopefully he won't get fooled pre-snap by this group.
All righty. Maybe the Cowboys bombshell of the day was the Adam Schefter report. He was the first that the Eagles called the Cowboys to see if they could acquire Parsons, bring him back to the state of Pennsylvania. Cowboys had no interest in trading him inside the division. Would you guys have done that? Would you have considered Philadelphia? They'd called.
The only way I would have considered it is if it was an extreme overpay and like Jalen Carter being a part of that. And I can't imagine that the Eagles were actually trying to get Parsons for Jalen Carter. But if you told me it was Jalen Carter and two ones and then maybe a sweetener mid-round pick, I'd have been down.
I'd have done it for Carter and the one.
Just one in yep. Carter?
Carter and the one. I'd have done it for Carter and the one.
Yeah, you got, I mean, Jalen Carter is also a defensive player of the year type of player.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I because it's in the division, I probably would have tried to hold them up for two ones and Carter, but I don't think it would have taken a lot for me to say, okay, I'm getting Jalen Carter out of this. Yeah. A one might be enough. Like, I think that highly of the player.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, a lot of this consideration comes down to you evaluated that Parsons wasn't going to be worth it at $45 or $47 million. Right. If you think that's an overpay and like massive contracts to a quarterback could be a problem towards building a championship roster, now you add an edge at more money than Mahomes. You know, if you're thinking along those lines, that I would think you should double down on that belief and say, we're actually dealing the Eagles a disadvantage and taking two number ones away from them and clearing up, you know, a ton of money. I guess in your guys' situation, you would have to consider that you're about to pay a Carter at $35 million,
yeah.
You know, something similar. So maybe the money win wouldn't be there. But I think if you had evaluated it as paying Micah Parsons isn't making us closer to a Super Bowl, then – you know, I think I'd deal him to Philadelphia if they had the best offer, and it wouldn't take by much in order to, you know, want to do that. But man, that would have been a nightmare. I mean, if the Eagles could have got Micah Parsons without having to give up Carter, I think you just
assume
there's no way I'm doing it without Carter.
Absolutely, no,
that's exactly right. You're not doing it. I mean, I might, but you've got both your cornerbacks signed. I might have thought about doing it for. I would think about it for one of Mitchell, a first round pick, and now throw me another pick. To me, the defensive tackle is really the key thing here, because that's a guy that guy's changes your defense completely.
Is the NFL starting to become like the NBA though? Where, I mean, the Nuggets were talking about, hey, if things go wrong, we'd have to consider trading Jokic. That like these contracts have gotten so big. That if you're going for it, yes, add the contract, add the player, try to push yourself over the top, win the Super Bowl. But if you're not in a Super Bowl mode, you know, I don't know that going into, you know, for the NFL, it would be over the cap. For the NBA, it's into luxury tax threshold. But I don't know that going over the cap to hang on to great players. And you know, the thing is that's different now over the last 7 or 8 years, the percentage of the cap the top players are getting has mm-hmm. exploded. Mm-hmm. You know, quarterbacks used to be under 15%. Now they're under 22%.
Yeah.
You know, so I think there is more advantage than ever of riding that salary cap yo-yo. We're in it. We're going for it. Let's max it out. And if you're not, let's take a step back and acquire draft picks and save our money, keep our powder dry. There to take a turn from old Donnie Nelson. We got the G-Bag of the Day champ coming up on the other side. Then Wolchuk's top 10 at 220 here on a game day. Where are you taking us, buddy?
All right, it is opening day. What's your Cowboys hope meter? 877-881-1053. We've got the top 10 NFL fan bases in terms of hope for this upcoming season. That is next in the nation.
Batolos, I love supporting local family-owned businesses, especially ones that prioritize quality over quantity, and that's exactly what Greystone Roofing and Construction does. Keep in mind the roofing business here in the DFW is kind of like the Wild Wild West. I mean, it could be very unpredictable, chaotic, and super risky at times thanks to the storm chasers. That's why you need to know who's on your roof, and you do when you use Greystone. You can visit graystone-roofing.com. That's gray with an E, stone-roofing.com, to see why homeowners across the area trust owners Josh and Alexis Vining. Fantastic people, power couple. High school sweethearts, been in business together for almost 30 years right here in the DFW, and they're certified in every possible way. They actually have licensed insurance adjusters on staff, which is super unique. They always bring you honesty, integrity, and the highest level of quality in every project that they tackle. They're never cutting corners, just pure dedication when you use Greystone. You'll always have skilled experts treating your home like it's their own, paying attention to every detail. So whether you need repairs to fix a leak, or perhaps you need a full-on home glow-up to transform that property of yours, they're your one-stop shop for all things roofing. Head to Greystone-Roofing.com today. Schedule that no-cost inspection. And remember what Josh and Alexis at Greystone Roofing, you get exceptional service and peace of mind that stands the test of time. It's Greystone-Roofing.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here we go, buddy. It's game day, and pregame's coming up at 4 o'clock. This segment of the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
I believe this is day number 3 for this champion audio right here. G, back of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. We play the champ right about here. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's day number 3. Mm-hmm. Trap House Sports, a.k.a. the disgruntled Cowboys fan, reacts to Jerry Jones trade Micah Parsons away. Micah Parsons. Trapaholic makes Jerry's
man, f*** Dallas Cowboys, they ain't hitting on they, man. F*** Jerry Jones, man, he about old as a bitch. Been a fan for 20 years, now I'm about to make a switch. Man, how the f*** we lose Micah, bro, that don't make no sense.
Say, why the f***
I'll trade that man to the Packers, what's the reason? To the same team that knocked us out the playoffs every season.
Yeah,
to the same team that used to give us hell when y'all ran. Now they got DDG at QB and he's still giving us problems. So I'm like, it's time to solve him. Hand me the switch, I'm headed to Dallas. My CTE just awakened. It's time to show Jerry Jones my man.
Say, why the f*** did we trade Mike for a trade that wouldn't even happen on Madden?
So they like, Trap House, you gotta chill. You getting strange, it's getting outlandish.
So they like, Trap House, you gotta chill. The CIA gonna put you on the list.
I'm like, too late, won't stop till I show Jerry Jones my fit.
All right, let's change that narrative tonight. What do you say? Get a Trap House hype song after beating the Eagles tonight. That could put his...
That shit would be nice, but I I'm afraid that Brett Maher?
Other boy?
Might be the MVP again.
Oh, no.
He might be the highest scoring Cowboy.
Oh, no.
That Come would on, be... ain't that what happens to us all the time?
Oh, the kicker?
The kicker?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they got the best one in the league now.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like that's all we can kind of do.
Yeah.
Well, that would not be a surprise. You know, red zone troubles.
I brought the vibe down. My bad, bro.
No, you're good. You're good. That's real. I'm sure there's a lot of Tolos out there that appreciate it.
Nah, I'll probably get hated on now.
That feel like, well, you
it's
won't get that for
day,
sure.
It's opening day, Lucius. Come on.
Yeah. Add a fourth hater to the red zone.
Yeah, number 4, dog. Coming up in the game.
I mean, Wolchuk or I guess Hagee asked in crosstalk, what's your Cowboys excitement level for tonight? I said 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to believe right now. I think Cowboys fans have been beaten down since the Packers, but here's Wolchuk with his top 10. Take it away.
Hey, it's still opening day. It's a special day. And if you just love football, it's a glorious time to be a fan. Damn, you never know what can happen. All possibilities are out there. Could they get their ass kicked? Absolutely.
What's the kicker's name?
Brandon Aubrey.
Aubrey?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Other boy. Aubrey.
Yeah.
Mayor Witch. Yeah, y'all got to hold your boy up. I don't know which one of them kickers' names is cool.
I thought for a second Mara might be the Eagles kicker.
Oh.
I thought you were kind of doing a here? Bit.
Yeah. Yeah? No?
The other boy.
My whole life is a bit, Broadus. My whole damn life is a bit.
It's a good bit. It's funny.
It's a funny bit.
Oh, man. Dak's record 11-5.
For other people. Yeah.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. We're 11 at you. We're 11 with you. Yeah. Dak's record on Thursday is 11-5. In his last six Thursday night games, which you saw this stat during the break, Brian,
he 6-0.
Is 6-0.
Yeah.
14 touchdowns to 5 picks. He's averaging 272 yards per
How
game.
Much?
272. Mm-hmm. And I've taken the more on his passing yards on prize pick, so I'm hoping that that stands, even though I'm a little bit nervous with the potential rain of the wet balls out there.
Well, Christie says it's like warm and sunny right now.
Yeah. I saw Derek Eagleton also was like, hey, the weather is great right now,
yeah,
but tonight it's supposed to be heavy rain.
Let's hope.
So maybe, you know what, we can get ball sacked by these weather reports. It's happened time and time again. Yeah. Maybe it doesn't rain at all. That's what I'm hoping for.
Not unless
for.
You're listening to our weather guy here.
No.
Station it.
I think it's
Let
all,
you know
it's
at
all
5
the
in the morning, everything's good.
They're all using the same whatever it is to predict the weather.
Models?
Yeah, the models. The
I think we
models.
Want a downpour, don't we? Lots of wind. Let's get random stuff in here. Variants, chaos. And
you know what? That's why we brought Clayton Adams in here. Totally retool this run game. They're going to attack
but
the tiny.
Our MVP won't be able to shine, bro. Too much wind and too much rain.
Well, he's going to kick our way to victory when he has all 21 points.
That Maher all the way.
Like, yeah, Maher.
Kick right through it.
He's going to do it. He's going to make this happen.
I can't believe they found a kicker stronger than Maher who's also accurate.
It is amazing. He's that leg, man. He can probably kick it from 70.
Easily.
A powerful leg. Cowboys have won their last two openers, beating the Giants 40-0. They beat the Browns last year 33-17. Before that, they were on a three-game losing streak, one of which was in 2021 at the Bucks, 31-29, which is kind of how
Dak was actually pretty good that day.
Yeah, he was, and I'm envisioning that's how tonight's going to go. And it's tough because there's so much, like, it's projection. We haven't gotten to see any of this offense in a meaningful football game outside of what
we saw
in practice, right? So you have?
Yeah, training camp practices.
Yeah, outside of training camp practices.
That's what I'm saying.
Like against another football team.
Yeah. I'm gonna hold to, I hate to bring the room down a little bit more.
Just
but
please don't.
I'm gonna hold to Tyler Guyton, your left tackle. And until further notice, that's too limited a time and space for Dak to feel great about. I'm hopeful, Wolchuk.
Okay.
I can meet you halfway and
Guyton's
say, I'm
this.
Hoping. You know, that's all I can do right now.
But it could be a rough one tonight. And I hope that he just gets better throughout the season. Both tackles I got questions about. I don't know how
eight games were rough last year. We had eight games last year of seeing Dak without Tyron Smith.
Not tonight. Good thing is Guyton's going to be awesome this evening. And as long as they can just keep Jalen Carter from wrecking this football game, they might have a chance. But the hopometer is out, courtesy of The Athletic. 877-881-1053. And if you were one of the ones that voted on this hopometer, means your Cowboys' hopium's pretty damn low right now.
My hope is that if Dak struggles, it'll be his last season.
That's your hope with these draft picks?
It's my hope.
Well, it's game one. All right, let's have a little bit of optimism. He's not going to struggle. He's going to go out there. He's going to be really good tonight.
Well, I said if.
If.
Yeah,
if he struggles. I think they win.
I hope the team can move on.
I know you do, and I appreciate that.
Positive Broadus,
I think they win.
Yeah, positive Brian.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm not going to let these guys bother me.
No, that's the biggest load of crap I've ever heard from you.
That's why I'm picking them. I'm going to pick them every week.
I have a nominee for biggest sports lie coming up in football's finest sports lie.
So you're
going
to tune in like after the game if they get beat by some kind of some like crazy play at
I'm
the end?
I'm expecting a text from Wolchuk in the first quarter saying, there goes the first pen throw.
Yeah.
They're already drawing Broadus offsides.
I love it.
Back-to-back Guyton holding penalties or something.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be
not
upset
let it happen.
If it doesn't draw you offsides. I like watching the games with you because you and I are both as angry together. I can't find many people that way.
I think the biggest surprise of doing this for the last few years is that all these screens are still intact.
I threw my notebook that one time.
The Packers game with the Tolbert.
That was bad. Right. Bounced right off it. Yeah.
I'm waiting for a crash out to where somebody like Wolchuk goes with the classic patented Wooly Bully headbutt to the TV screen.
Oh, dude.
I thought about it after the pick six in that Jacksonville game a couple years ago.
Was that off Noah Brown?
I didn't know what to do. I'm like, how do I sit here and turn the mic on and talk? Like, I'm in disbelief right now. This is ridiculous.
That was rough.
This is awful.
If they go 3-and-out with two bad runs and a throw short of the sticks on a curl route.
Yeah.
I might break my TV tonight.
I don't want to see any curl routes.
Just take video
tonight.
Of it. That yeah. would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try not to make it look like a bit, but the TV is on the fritz anyway. It's already okay. giving me problems.
So it's ready.
Eric
so
this is a home it. Run. Yeah, I'll take that hand me down.
Hey, you should
work on the fritz time
for free.
I got it. I'll just go ahead and tap the top of it for a little bit if I need to.
It's already better than what I got.
Man, here are your top 10 teams in terms of hopo meter.
With a smile on my face.
Top 10 hope.
Yeah, that was great.
Top 10 hope.
I'm going to buy a TV.
Houston Texans, number 10.
17 jobs.
They got 90% optimism amongst their fans.
Who?
The Houston Texans. Oh. Optimist, why? Possibly the best defense in the NFL.
And they're in the AFC South.
And the offensive line can't get any worse, right? That's what their fans said.
That's
well, they
true,
did trade
bro.
Tunsil, didn't they?
Yeah, yep. So maybe it can.
They shuffle the decks. Bobby Slowick's out. They got a new coordinator. And
we're alive.
And then back again, the defense.
They can't give up their hope yet. It's like Rangers fans right now. You're just you're clinging to it.
You still got a young quarterback on a rookie deal. You're feeling good.
I mean, 2023 was great, guys. We're fine.
We got Nico Collins. Hopefully he can stay healthy for a season. He's going to be maybe the best wide receiver in fantasy football this year.
Yeah. We actually have Matthew Berry on with us during the pregame show today.
Matthew
I think his bold take is that Nico Collins, wide receiver one for fantasy.
He's also a noted big-time Commander fan. Asking about Jaden Daniels this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's a big Washington fan. The Commanders, by the way, coming in at number 9. Hope
by the way, did you guys read the comment we had Stink on the other day?
Yes.
Like, the fans are not happy with Mark Schlereth.
Well, there's not much to push back on. I thought Stink was preaching a lot of truth. If I didn't agree with him,
they were calling us out for not
punch back.
Not, like, getting in his face about some of his takes.
His takes were right.
So. I'd just like to wind up Mark and let him go.
Yeah. Oh, he can go.
Well, we did a podcast with him that on his it's show.
Last
by the
Thursday
way,
or something.
Like, I thought, how about this? I thought we had to go, like he had to leave early. Awesome. And I tried to say, hey, Stink, no, you got some other media obligations. Thanks for hanging out with us. We talked another like 7 minutes.
Yeah, you know? Brian tried to give him the goodbye.
I tried to give him the goodbye. And the guy, he told us he had to go do other stuff.
He had a Yahoo show.
Yeah, he had a Yahoo show. And I tried to get him out on time. He's like, kind of, why'd you do that? You know, I'm like, because you told us you had to go somewhere. You know,
we had another question we had prepared for, guys. We got to make sure we get this into the podcast.
We were like the live audience is what we are for that show.
Yeah.
We were live audience. He came on
just doing Q&A with you guys.
He came on to tell us how much he hated Jerry Jones. That's what he did. We were Stink. Yeah, we were like live audience show.
I wonder if his Broncos are here in the top 10 of the NFL hopo meters. Number 8.
Oh.
Still the Kansas City Chiefs. There's not a real reason not to have hope.
Of course.
In Kansas City, you just every year you end up in an AFC Championship game.
Yeah, expectations are so high, you know, so I get why they're like, I don't know, are we going to make a Super Bowl again? But that's really the only question.
7 is the Rams. My pick to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
It's a good pick.
Rams at
it's
7.
All about Stafford's back.
It is. And supposedly he's okay. He said, I'm feeling fine.
He's got like Micah back.
I don't expect, does that mean it's not real?
I don't know.
I'm calling BS on that, Micah.
Micah looks good in the drills. He looks big and green.
That does
green.
Not look like a guy that needs an epidural.
He looks like he's like got bigger like in Green Bay.
He's
like,
fat and happy. Yeah. Got paid.
Bills at 6.
I'm taking the Packers,
fan
by
optimism.
The way. I'm taking the Packers in the NFC. I think it's obvious.
Gosh, I hope not. I just don't want to.
In the Central or just overall?
They could very well do it. I picked them last year, and they're probably better now.
Oh, it's not called the Central.
It's the North.
It was the Central. That was back when the Bucks were in the same division with them.
When Maher played.
That's weed.
When Maher
played,
baby.
That's weed.
Yeah, exactly. Lions coming in at 5.
Still black and blue division.
Of optimism at 95.4%. I thought they'd be a little bit lower, but the Lions fans, I mean, they're just in such a golden age right now of Lions football. Why not be happy?
What, they lost their center and their coordinators? They should be fine.
They're like, whatever, healthy. We're good. 4 is the Ravens at 96.2% optimism.
Yeah. And
you got Tampa Bay at 3. The Bucs feel like they're ready to rock.
Sneaky, sexy bunch right there.
I see this team as NFC champions is the optimism from the fan base. Maybe. Emeka Egbuka is going to be a star.
It's a revolution.
The Eagles at 2. Second most optimism, and their optimist just says two words.
They talked to Elliot Shore Parks.
Beat Dallas. That's all they care about.
Elliot, they interviewed him.
Did you see how they looked in those scrimmages?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts threw no interceptions. A.J. Brown never dropped the ball. Jalen Hunt had about 20 sacks.
If I had to be honest, though.
God, he was awesome.
If I had to be honest, though, there was, you know, he Whatever. Bro.
But number one, most optimistic fan base in Buffalo? All the National Football League.
Kansas City.
Denver. Cowboys.
Denver.
Oh.
Wow. Knicks is the fix.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. See, that's the delusional. That's delusional optimism right there.
Also, it's Peyton's place.
It's no longer Peyton's place.
No, it's Sean Payton's.
Oh, Sean Payton.
Sean Payton. Sorry.
I mean, that.
Shut up.
No, you just want to, I know you just want to crap on everything, but it's Shawnee Payton.
We know you hate the guy. You got in a fight with me about him one time. Hey. Okay, let go.
No.
Oh, no, God. No, it wasn't.
Remember that? We got in a fight?
He's a bleephole. Nathaniel Hackett's the best. Oh, that's not even what right. I said.
Yes. Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Son of a
here
God.
He goes. Wolchuk's top 10 at 220 every afternoon here on The Fan. Chief, where are we going next?
Yeah,
where
are we going next? Finest.
Sean Payton talk for the next.
Can we talk about why the Broncos are going to win the AFC West next?
Yeah, that's we'll do true or fart with that. That's going to be a fart. No, we got a sports liar.
It's a true.
Got actually good news on the Red Zone experience this year, ladies and gentlemen. That's next year in the nation. But Fort Worth, it's time to get ready. Prep your bodies not only for kickoff tonight, but also the all-new Alliance Hyundai. It's here right off I-35 in Golden Triangle. I was actually in the car business for a couple of years, and let me tell you, nobody is doing it like my guy, my buddy and the owner, Ryan Watts, and he's doing things the right way. His passion for customers and top-notch service is truly unmatched. You will love your car buying experience when you go to Alliance Hyundai. Now, right now, it's the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. So at Alliance Hyundai, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. We're talking 10 years, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus owner assurance. You can ask Ryan's team about the federal EV tax credit up to $7,500 on select models, but hurry, because it ends September 30th. They also have a great selection of the all-new, fantastic, stunning 2026 Hyundai Palisades. Their state-of-the-art facility has Hyundai-certified techs, and they're using advanced tools for everything from oil changes to major repairs. So if you need same-day service, guess what? They got you covered with a quick turnaround. You can relax in their comfy waiting area, free Wi-Fi, drinks, snacks, the whole nine. Visit AllianceHyundai.net. That's AllianceHyundai.net. And remember, at Alliance Hyundai, it's their mission to be your ally in the automotive business.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone in their all price of sale. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations, 2023 and 2024.
Thank you, Lucius. Anonymous GMs on the trade. Did the Cowboys get it right or wrong? You'll get their thoughts here coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's the Chief.
Congratulations to Ryan Flannoy and Buddy Johnson getting called up from the old practice squad for tonight's game versus the Eagles, according to Todd Atcha. So that's exciting.
Heck yeah, it is.
Flannoy's a guy
that, like, $50,000?
All three phases. Yeah, they get a little bag, get a little opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything they ever wanted. Amari Cooper is going ahead and going to hang him up.
Don't like football.
Yeah.
Don't like football. I think he just simply liked it. He never loved it.
Never. I probably didn't love football.
He's not at a place now where he wants to maybe be like a hit or miss game day roster guy. Doesn't want to do it for that little money. He's made his bag. Yeah. He went to Vegas, saw how things were done. Said thanks, but no thanks. He said he still had some juice when they signed him just you know, a week or two ago or whatever. But turned around and he's Dunsky.
Yeah, that, you know, I think the timing of it is interesting. It's probably that he found out he was not going to be a big part of the game plan. I know they have Jacoby Myers there at a good tight end, but there's not a lot of proven weapons there. So for him to not be able to break into that, I would think would be a pretty clear sign. I think his body just kind of wore down on him. You know, to watch Amari Cooper walk after just 10 years in the NFL, he looks like he's 10 years older than he is.
Mm.
He can still explode. But he walks like a 50-year-old former NBA player.
Yeah, I think in the offseason there were some people out of Cleveland that wondered, like, physically his body's just done. And I think that's a big reason why he probably didn't have a robust market to even sign him. So it might just be, you know, father time. He gets all of us. And for Amari, who's battled injuries throughout his career, he's had a hell of a career, over 10,000 receiving yards, his best years in Dallas. So It's you want to be able to go out on your own terms, not necessarily let me go out and be a shell of myself for the Raiders one last year just to play.
So we were all concerned about the red zone commercial stuff.
Yeah.
7 hours of commercial-free football.
Nothing sacred
red
anymore.
Zone, what's that?
Is no more.
Shut up.
The red zone channel.
Oh.
That real football lovers consume on a Sunday-to-Sunday
basis.
Me
and Amari Cooper kind of share the same ideas.
Just a seven-hour date with Scott Hansen.
Yeah,
there's really nothing better or sexier
really
than
that. Important.
Let me fire up Caleb Downs tape.
But now it'll be 7 hours of...
That's where I'm going to pivot. Watch.
Pivot.
7 hours of red zone football. Is what he is now having to pivot to. He can't say commercial free. We're all kind of shaking in our boots. What does this mean? What does this mean?
Let me ask you this. How expensive do you think those spots are for red zone commercials?
Well,
like Super Bowl-like? Because everybody watches this.
Everybody watches it.
Everybody watches
everybody
this. This has to be a pretty penny.
Everybody's noticing.
Well, here's some more info on it. According to Front Office Sports, there will be four. So this is it.
Okay? Four an hour?
No, four 15-second ads. In the midst of the 7 hours of red zone.
Just okay? Four.
Oh, that's fine.
So it's not like it's going to be a full-on
split screen in this?
Throwing it to commercial break. It's just going to be...
I hope it's like that right around the time like when the Commanders were throwing that deep ball down the field against the Bears.
The Hail Mary.
I hope they go to a commercial.
Like I saw somebody joke about it's the Barkley leap over a defender and then boom, we're cutting into... Here's Geico.
Yeah, hopefully they're not doing it to where they have a set time that they have to fire it off, and no matter what's happening, they're going to shrink the screen on you. Hopefully they can time it out a little bit better and be a little bit more judicious about when they fire it off. But yes, it's just going to be 15 seconds, and it's not a full ad break where the entire football action disappears from your screen and they go to commercial.
So it's like NASCAR.
It's just going to be like a double box format.
Okay.
So
yeah, I can live with it.
For now.
That's fair.
Next season, you're like, well, here we go. Another 2 minute break. It's okay.
We're gonna do
season after that. Oh, okay. Yeah. 4 minute break. We're all right.
It is slowly going to get away
inch,
from us.
They take a foot.
Yeah.
I mean, the late game, it gets light. They have two or three games going. There's plenty of dead time to stop and break. So yes, I agree with Lucius. I don't know to what extent the big vision is, but this is a rollout. I don't mind it. You know, whatever you got to do, just keep me on that that red zone crack, man.
I learned though about this that it's not the network's call; it's the NFL's call.
The league's, yeah.
The league calls this, yeah, for the commercials.
What do you think?
Maximizing revenue.
What do you guys think about the?
Are you guys getting red zone? By the way, everybody having red zone?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it, bro. I got Fire Stick.
I'll let you borrow mine.
No, I think I want my own.
Yeah, you need to.
Well, I don't use mine.
You need to get on.
I'll send it over to you.
We need to package our guy here.
I need to do something, bro.
Yeah,
I want one on the Fire Stick, but I don't know how to get it.
You got the Fire Stick.
We know how to get it.
You have extreme capabilities.
Oh,
with that Fire Stick,
you're gonna get it on that Fire Stick.
You have teammates.
Oh, I'll catch you what you're putting down. Now.
Every channel you've ever.
I'm like, I want to buy it.
You're acting like me there for a moment.
I'm my own man.
Come on, pay attention.
I put my name on it.
I did see over the weekend the Stream East guys got taken down. They're one of the top pirating platforms. They got arrested.
Well, and if I think
a lot of people lost their service,
the NFL Plus, so you can get the all 22. Red Zone should be included with that.
I have that too. Yeah, Lucius, you can borrow that.
NFL Plus.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Sports lie of the week. Other than Broadus alleging that he's not going to get emotional about this Cowboys game / season.
No, the season.
We know that's an ultimate.
I'm not going to let these guys bother me. I'm not.
We're bothered, bro.
We'll believe it when we see it, and even then, we'll probably question it. But Nick Sirianni.
Check out our podcast.
Nick Sirianni saying that he didn't know that tonight is banner night.
He's such a liar.
He's playing it off like, I had no idea. We're on to this season. We're not looking back. We're looking forward. Now, I do believe him when he says that him and the players are not going to be out there for it, because if you say that, you have to kind of walk the walk on that. But in terms of him saying that he didn't know tonight was banner night at Lincoln Financial Field, give me a freaking break, bro.
It's obnoxious. It's a look at me type of deal. And I think as a player, I'm not buying into this, man. We worked hard for this. It's the Cowboys. Let's go watch this damn celebration. Soak it all in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We lost five really good players, guys. You know, let's not pretend like we've totally reloaded and we're here to pave the street with NFL teams again. It's not going to happen. you better enjoy this. And but I think the bigger thing is Sirianni just taking the moment to be like, look what I'm doing. Look at the big brain on me.
I'm so locked in on this Cowboys game and this football season. I didn't even know it was banner night. Yeah, that's a joke. Lie of the week, maybe lie of the year.
I think so. I can't wait till they fire him too. They'll have two Super Bowl coaches. Howie Roseman, he knows what's making this thing happen.
He's going to get Doug Peterson. The Sirianni crying tonight during the anthem.
Ooh,
I would say.
I think our coach cries
Shoddy
before him.
Sure, yeah.
Shoddy cries before Sirianni. Ooh,
cry off.
I think Shoddy might have a full on boohoo. I don't even know that it's just going to be a No-Sean Moreno tear.
Yeah. Is that like with Gatorade towel over shoulder and then wiping tears?
Yeah,
before
get a little wipey. But you'll
that coach comes over and just wipes his eyes down a little bit.
Oh, you got a tear wiper coach on the staff.
just clean him up.
Did you guys see the Tush Push is now an officially sponsored play?
Of course it is. Who's
Charmin?
What is this?
It's a good guess.
Hanes? Undies?
Men's, the Dude Wipes.
Dude Wipes.
Dude Wipes is a good one.
I don't know how this happens. I mean, they do have like a Tush Push Dude Wipe commercial, but I don't know if there's any type of in-game thing that they do. If there's going to be like a Dude Wipe waiting for them.
The Kelseys are doing
in
it.
In the end zone to, like, after a Tush Push TD.
Is it in the cadence?
And they,
Dude Wipes! Here we go!
I like that idea, Lucius. I'm trying to figure out how they incorporate Dude Wipes into the actual gameplay, but it is, from what I understand, the first of its kind. An actually sponsored play, and Dude Wipes is taking over that. So I'm done with Dude Wipes. Actually never used them, but now I will reinforce the fact that I will never use them again.
Flush,
they can go bleep themselves. Yeah. The most popular player prop for tonight at BetMGM is, of course, all Saquon Barkley, over 95.5 rushing yards.
Oof.
Anytime touchdown. And the first touchdown. That's the most interesting one because that's at +375. You can really make some dough on that
Might be a Tush Push one for the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the Tush Push factor, like they're going to be trying to go for it and go for it and go for it.
Get out of here.
We need to push back. That's what we need to do. Now, fans at tonight's game, remember a couple weeks ago we had the biggest L was going to be Eagles fans tonight? Especially if they lose. Their train situation, their train service was all like budget crisis and they limited it. Now people are going to be waiting around for forever to try and get out of there tonight. Apparently, FanDuel, the sports book, has stepped up and put some money down to alleviate the budget crisis issue.
Okay.
And now the SEPTA train service, it's going to be flowing like usual. So any Cowboys fans that are out there, whatever. I was kind of excited about this, just... You know, the off chance Cowboys win the game, then you get a bunch of Eagles fans
furious,
that are ticked off, and they're having to be patient, and then they just start fighting each other. They just cannibalize themselves as a fan base. I think that would have been such a huge victory for America, but that's not going to happen tonight. Now, the other thing to consider, I just saw this, Seahawks, they're trying to crack down a little bit when it comes to fan, just rabid fan nature. Mm. And so, and I don't know why
they're not proud of the 12th man anymore.
I just don't think they should have announced this.
Yeah,
no,
element of surprise should have been there with this. Seahawks have announced undercover law enforcement officers will be wearing opposing team jerseys at home games this season.
Oh,
to detect guests who are violating the team's fan code of conduct at Lumen Field.
I think they're tricking them.
You think this is a ball sack?
Mind games?
I think they're playing mind games with the fans. Like if you hit like a guy in a 49er shirt, it might be
an agent.
Yeah, but it's really not.
Like the airplanes.
Yeah.
They have those. Hey, we have an agent. There's always an agent on board. I've seen the videos, bro. People are crashing out every day on these planes.
Yeah, it's a $700 ticket.
I think
you're giving that away to a marshal.
I
think they're ball sacking their fans. I think they're saying if you hit a 49er fan, it might be a cop.
Just to get him to think twice about it. It's actually pretty smart.
It's funny you say this, though, because I don't think of Seahawks fan as the most punching, ridiculous fan out there. They need to do this in San Francisco. They need to do this with the Niners fans.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should do it with Eagles fans, Raiders fans, whatever.
Being in that NFC West might have wore off on them.
Aren't the Dodger fans kind of bully people?
Oh, yeah.
Dodgers, Giants fans.
The baseball crowd seems more violent than the football crowd.
Yeah, I would think of Seattle, their fan base is more known for like salmon and white Zinfandel at their tailgates than violence. We got one down, one to go. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Anonymous GMs weighing in on the trade. Do they believe the Cowboys actually got this right? Then we have the C-Note coming up next and Krusty's Corner around the corner. Pre-game's coming up at 4 here on The Fan.
Hey, don't fumble your retirement. Call the team
at Trajan Wealth today. That's TRAJANWealth.com. And if you're interested in wealth management that's designed to protect, maintain, and expand your financial portfolio, Trajan Wealth understands the importance of tactical investments and tailored insights for growth in line with your risk tolerance. Call them today. Set up that free consultation. Number to call, 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. You go check out any of their offices across DFW. I love the Frisco spot with Steve Shelby. They're also in Arlington, Fort Worth, McKinney, and Eric. You love that South Lake location.
Yes, I do. Shout out to my guy, Brandon Gerfin. Got me with the peace of mind and the confidence now that retirement is a possibility for me. And the same could be said for you if you check them out at TRAJANWealth.com. Schedule that free, no obligation consultation. Because at Trajan Wealth, your needs come first. They're a fiduciary firm, so they're going to be prioritizing your financial well-being above all else. And the more money they make, the more money you make. So they want to see you win, and they're in this with you. Trajan Wealth is family-owned. They're veteran-led. They've brought decades of experience to the table, and their team of advisors actually specialize in helping individuals in or nearing retirement. I mean, my goodness, trying to navigate the complexities of today's financial landscape, we all know that could be absolutely daunting, but great news for all of us, Trajan Wealth is here to help. 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Paid advertisement.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's hour two of the nation. We are now 1 hour from the Cowboys pregame show with Broadus and Chiafalo. Krusty's Corner game day edition coming up in 40 minutes, and we're 20 minutes away from the C-note. We will get to what other GMs have to say about the Micah trade here in just a second. Do want to just draw a little bit of attention here on your home of the Rangers to the massive series with the Astros going to be underway tomorrow night, 6:30 pregame, right here on The Fan. Jock Peterson asked yesterday about dropping the last two in Arizona. They have won 9 of 12 to put themselves back in the mix. Could be actually holding the wild card right now if they'd won the last two games. Seattle has dropped three in a row. They got wrecked last night, 9-4 against Tampa. But the quote from Jock, good is good enough. I think we made up a lot of ground. We have big series coming up, but we're in a beautiful spot compared to where we were or where we thought we might have been a couple of weeks ago. So there's some chicken soup for your Ranger soul. Got to be feeling pretty good going into the weekend, at least right now. Destiny's in your own hands. Mm-hmm. Just go out there, take care of business. All right, speaking of taking care of business, we teased this a couple of days ago. Ed Werder was talking with his gang of seven, GMs around the NFL, trying to get their feeling on this Micah Parsons trade. Who won it? Would you have done it? And the first GM says two late round picks is risky, but it's valuable. Kenny Clark is a good player still, so I didn't hate the trade for Dallas. Loved the win for Green Bay. They got a freak of a player, and they didn't mind paying for it. Not many teams would put that kind of money out there. Green Bay is going for it. And he says the locker room effect for Dallas is real. We'll have to see how that locker room effect is. I think Cowboys locker room looked at this as a win.
Yeah, to me, this is where maybe a general manager needs to kind of stay in the lane. I wouldn't have said about somebody's locker room on this one because you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't. You know, I mean, maybe your locker room is the one that sucks. You know, maybe you need to pay attention to yours. But, yeah, this could be one of those things. You know, all the conversation about the trade and when it took place and all that, I think is very much warranted. But, like I say, I wouldn't have commented about someone else's. Because you're absolutely right, Dawson. Everybody could have just taken a big sigh and say, oh, whew, glad that's over with. Let's go forward here.
Green Bay has a really impressive team, though. It's why I'm picking them to come out of the NFC. I think it's wide open, but if I had to pick one, I'll take the Packers. But Monty Jones had a point in a video kind of on this same note that there's not many teams that would have put that kind of money out there for Micah Parsons. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but Bomani said we'd be killing the Cowboys if they'd done $47 million. That would be like $10 or $12 or $15 million more than what you could have got him for. Is it an overpay for Mike at 45, 47? What do you guys think of that whole dynamic?
I don't know that any non-quarterback is really worth that type of money. There's just so much else that, like, a quarterback's touching the football every play, like, is having a massive impact on the game. Micah certainly can, a play here and a play there, but it is tough. I mean, it just depends on, like, how the rest of your salary cap is constructed. The Cowboys are in a spot where you're already paying a bunch of other guys that are top of their position. So I think it would have been difficult to justify, now what are we going to do with Micah making that amount of money, since it looks like the Dak thing, unless there's ways to maneuver around that. But I see what Monty's saying. I don't think the Cowboys would have gotten killed for it. I think if Micah had gone out and then not played up to that, it would have been similar to the Dak contract, where at the time we were thinking, like, okay, that's what they have to pay for Dak. But then nobody else since has come within $5 million of that. If the same thing had have happened, then in hindsight, I think you start to get a little bit of backlash. At the time, I don't know if Cowboy fans would have crushed him for it or not.
I think that the take would have been, man, if you would have done this a year ago with that edge market, it would have been that, you know, popular faux pas that the Cowboys have committed over the years, which is waiting too long. That would have been the mistake part. But going back in time, I don't think the Cowboys would have let him go if they believed they were in a championship spot like the Packers are right now, with one of the best offensive lines and, you know, a budding roster.
I wonder if things changed, though, in the last week or so of that. The more that they had conversations, the more that Micah, the more that Jerry kind of got in front of the media. I wonder if it went from, like, no, we're not going to trade him, we're going to keep him, we're going to keep him, to, like, no, this is, we got to move on. I think this decision was probably made in the last, say, 10 days. Hmm. I don't think it was something, I don't think they had the intention of trading him. I just think it got worse and worse and worse. And I'll tell you why I think Green Bay was super aggressive in this. Their head coach and their general manager, there's no guarantee. They're in the last, they got 2 years on the deal, but they got a new president at that organization. Ed Policy's taken over for Mark Murphy, and he's kind of come out and said, I'm not interested in extending anybody right now. So all of a sudden, if you're Brian Gutekunst, you know, and you're sitting there thinking, well, man, I've got to make a bold move to kind of, you know, this is one of those things that if it doesn't work out for him, it's not going to be his problem. It's going to be somebody else's problem picking players. So I the Packers is not a traditional, this is not a traditional move that they would make. Mm-mm. Even though I remember the Reggie White one, but we knew we had to do something different. Packers were a good team. They're a good team now. They make this move. We weren't a good team in the early 90s. So we had to make a big move. Free agency with Reggie White had to put the money out there. But, man, this seems like to me that maybe that Brian Gutekunst is kind of looking at his situation and thinking, man, I've got to do something to change my fortunes a little bit.
Couple of teams doing different things than what they have done. I think they're recognizing that the team building ways of decades past just aren't good enough anymore. And if you've drafted and developed a good team, then it's time to really go for it and try to make yourself a Super Bowl winner. And if you don't, I don't know how you're getting past Patrick Mahomes or, you know, whatever
super team the NFC has assembled. Another GM said Parsons can be a game wrecker, but has he shown he can elevate the team as well? Can't say I have seen that. When has Dallas been a team that people feared playing? So to pay a guy north of $45 million a year that at times does his own thing comes with its own set of risks. There's no doubt there's significant risk here for Green Bay. I have always felt like on a team that could stop the run and could cover, didn't have guys injured, Micah Parsons would show up big time in big game moments. I just think it's been bad luck or small sample size for him and the big game thing, but I mean, what do you guys think? Is there something to the bigger the moment, the less the performance from Micah Parsons? What would you attribute that to?
I don't buy into that at all. I think a lot of it is they were like the Green Bay game. You were playing safeties as linebackers. You had awful interior defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Like, you want to put that on Micah? That has nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10 other guys that have to be there. One guy can't solve all your problems. And when a team's able to run the ball that way, because, again, you have linebackers as safeties, what do you want them to do? And then the game gets away from you and the game's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on. And there's cut-ups on Twitter right now showing Micah in that game. They're running the ball, and Micah is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, that's just... That is so overstated, the small sample size of one sack. Like, it's, first of all, he's a pressure monster. So even outside of the sacks, he's still, everything that he does, the gravity that he brings is huge. And yeah, nobody else can help take advantage of that. So Micah wasn't the problem. I get if you don't want to spend all that money on one player, fine. But everything else was a giant issue.
Yeah.
That's not just on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got nobody that can take advantage of Micah being double and triple teamed, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I think the thing with the Rams getting Von Miller was you had Aaron Donald already destroying game plans. You add a Von Miller. You had a D-Ware to Von Miller in Denver, and now there's, you know, way too much pressure for New England to happen. You're collapsing the pocket against Tom Brady. I think playoff teams are going to be able to mitigate one great player on the other side. That's why they're in the playoffs. Another guy, another GM that Ed Werder talked to, you can read the entire piece, WFAA, says, good trade for the Cowboys. They can get four players with that money and two first-round picks, plus Kenny Clark. It's only a good trade for the Packers if they make it to the Super Bowl. They were already a playoff team. The media and fans want us to pay every player, but we have a cap. You have to build the entire roster. So much of this could come down to how much Kenny Clark can impact your run defense. Yeah. What's he got left in the tank, Brian? And could this be a half-decade solution, or is this a one-and-done type deal with Kenny Clark?
You know what? In talking to my gang of seven around the league about Kenny, it's like they feel like with what he is currently being paid, that you can get something out of this season. Now, next year, let's see what happens. But they kind of felt like that things were slowing down for him a little bit. And you know, he's gotten a little bit older. And you know, I was watching the film myself and thinking like things were slowing down. And people say, no, it's the toe. The toe affected him. He had some toe problems. But scouts who watch his tape day in and day out are saying, yeah, still a good player, probably going to get a good year from him, but after that, then the big questions start to kind of be asked is it really going to be worth it though?
Yeah, it'd be a tough evaluation if he goes out there and he's a huge part, but you're like, we can see the age, but yeah, man, he was, you know, the best defensive tackle we've had around here since Jay Ratliff at that age. You know, how do you even evaluate that? It's a big jump in salary for the next year. So maybe the Cowboys will try to do some sort of renegotiation or a new contract, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a one and done type of deal. Two GMs pointed out the most annoying part is that, you know, they did not get the deal done in the spring. And if you wanted to do something like this, you should have done it when teams had all their picks and all their money. And then the final one said, feels like a win for Green Bay, as odds are they will pick late. Seems like two second rounders and a solid interior player. Huge character risk, though, for the Packers, bringing in someone that you don't really know and making him your highest paid player. Yeah,
that cracks me up because he makes everybody's job easier. If you're a corner on that team right now, you feel fantastic. You're Rashawn Gary. You're one of these other defensive linemen. You're going, I should be able to have a really awesome year because this guy is going to command a ton of attention. My favorite quote in there was from a general manager who said he is a beast when it is easy to predict a pass coming. He has by far the highest pressure rate in the sport since 2021 on first and second down.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers are really compelling that the Cowboys, you know, not only gave away their best player, but their really only chance of having a good defense. Now, you know, it comes down to Matt Eberflus, how much he can change around these linebackers, how much more you can get. What's Ezeraku do? And do Diggs and Bland stay healthy? But the EPA numbers are just unbelievable that since 2021, there have been better defenses, obviously, throughout that time. But if you take the entire time sample, Cowboys' number one EPA per play on defense with Micah on the field and third worst without, I think that bears repeating.
Do we believe that, though? Like, we've watched the team play. Have we ever thought this is the best defense in football?
No.
Like, to me, that's why, like, EPA, you can throw in all those analytics.
Yeah.
That's a phony stat to me. We've never once watched that defense with Mike on the field and been like, this is the best defense in football. Holy crap. Mm-hmm. And we've watched every single down of them play.
Been a lot of schedule stuff in there, I think.
Yeah, I think you, like, the knock that, and it's right, it's fairly so, like, on Dak, Eric, in that 2023 season. I think Mike has benefited from some of that as well.
Yeah.
When you look at the history of his biggest games against, like, Carolina and the Giants. And that's not to a fault of him. That's, like, who they've played, and they've done what they should do. If you're a great player, you should kick the crap out of the worst teams in football. But I think that does inflate some of these numbers. Like, I think one area with the Kenny Clark addition is we're focusing on the run defense, but that guy is a pretty good pass rusher in the middle too.
Yeah.
Like, him and Osa together, we're wondering, like, where are they going to get pressure from? Mm-hmm. I am excited about their tandem now as a pass rush from the middle of the pocket and being able to push the pocket. And the quickest way to the quarterback is up the middle. Yeah. So that might end up being a strength to this defense that ended up being a massive improvement with this deal.
Yeah, he had 7.5 sacks 1 year, and then a couple of years we had 4 and numbers like that. He only had 1 last year, but say people were talking about that toe injury was a real problem for him.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe best defense to third worst is an exaggeration, but it's probably fair to say top third to bottom third.
Yeah,
with Micah on and off the field.
There's a drastic difference in their pass rush with him on or off the field, 100%. That's absolutely accurate.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. I guess Mark Cuban did go on with Pablo Torre today, and now we're waiting for what was said, what might have been revealed. But a bombshell of a story yesterday in the NBA where Pablo Torre, with an investigative report that the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard circumvented the cap to the tune of $40 million, I'm hearing. And it's crazy, like, Ballmer wrote a $50 million check to that Ascension. I don't know. Was it a real company? Was it a shell company? I don't know exactly how deep the fraud goes, but Kawhi Leonard was scheduled to get 40 of that $50 million from Ballmer without really doing anything. It's like a no-show job in college. It came to the pros. I guess I'm only surprised that there hasn't been more of this. You know, because if you're an owner and you really, really want to win and a sponsor is willing to throw in additional dough to get a player, I think competitive instincts would get the best of quite a few guys. And maybe this is just the beginning of this unraveling there for the association. Okay, we got C-Note coming up next. What a longtime scout turned media member, kind of like Broadus, maybe the OG of that game, has to say about Dak Prescott entering this season and what he saw on tape from the 8 games he played last year. That's coming up next year, G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
All right, Tolos, but if you're out there and you're shopping for your next vehicle, I want you to stop what you're doing immediately. I want you to go check out my friends at EastDallasDiesel.com. That's right. You already know East Dallas Diesel. They got the best truck game in DFW. Custom wheels, tires, lifted rigs, workhorses, showstoppers, whatever you need, they've got it for you. And what's really, really the big difference there, their owner, Tony Alberti, he's been in the truck and car game for nearly 30 years, and he's personally hand-picking every single truck on the lot. He cares. He's super passionate. I got to go in there, meet Tony, and not only did I meet Tony, I met Mom, Dad, his best buddy since high school, Fernando, big-time Tolo, who's getting it done at an extremely high level. It's awesome. They're family-owned, they're family-operated, and these people care about what they do, and they want you to get satisfaction when you go in there to East Dallas Motor Cars. You got options when it comes to the car game, but with East Dallas Motor Cars, they're becoming your one-stop shop for incredible luxury vehicles.
We're talking Range Rovers, Bentleys, BMWs, Corvettes, Escalades, Tahoes, everything from convertibles to rugged trucks and everything in between. Before you go anywhere, go to eastdallasdiesel.com. And the best part is you don't even have to break the bank. Whether you're looking for a budget-friendly ride or that dream car and with all the bells and whistles, they'll make it happen. They got great financing options as well. East Dallas Diesel and East Dallas Motor Cars has it all. Check them out, eastdallasdiesel.com. Tell them old Chuck sent you.
Where are you with Dak Prescott going into this season? What do you think about last year's performance in those eight games, the eight picks? Wasn't good. Not a lot of offense. Okay, we're going to hear from a longtime NFL films analyst, get his takeaways on what he saw here in just a second. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. Here's Greg Cassell on Dak's film 2024.
You know, I went through, believe it or not, Ross, you know the kind of stuff I do. I went through all of Dak Prescott's throws from last year. And I got to tell you, it was not an easy watch. I came away almost believing that there was something wrong with his lower body. Now, he's 32 years old, and he's had a lot of lower body injuries. He was very tight-hipped. He was very heavy-footed. His balance was off. It did not look good last year, even before he left for the season, I guess week 9 or 10 with the hamstring injury.
So tight-hipped, heavy-footed, balance off. Once you do reconstruction of the lower leg like that, I think it's totally different than other injuries that athletes get repaired. You know, everything is more repairable. It's just too intricate down there. The ligaments, all the different bones. And, you know, for myself, you know, being somebody that went through ankle reconstruction, the first training camp back, I thought, whoa. Okay. Now looking at the Steelers training camp in Latrobe in Pennsylvania, Aaron Rodgers coming back from Achilles, age 42, hitching his giddy up. And I think age is hitting Dak Prescott significantly faster as a result of that injury. And then you take away Tyron Smith at left tackle, which is going to require a lot more off-script movements, shifting and sliding in the pocket, maybe getting out and running. So I do think that this year is make or break for Dak Prescott. Like, I need to see that he can do it at 877-881-1053. Where are you with him? What's the most definitive thing you would say going into this 2025 season tonight, Wolchuk?
I'd agree, especially with the picks now that they've got. Like, they are in a position where if they decide, hey, we really love Lenora Sellers, just for example, like, you've got ammunition to try and go up and get a player like that now. So there's no excuse to not be having an eye out for your franchise quarterback. And if Dak plays well, then I don't think they're going to be doing that. I think they're going to be looking at how can we continue to add talent around him. But if he were to, one, get hurt again, or two, it is another struggle this season, I don't know how they can lie to themselves and say that this guy is still capable of being a player that can lead us to a Super Bowl. You can't. And I think that maybe there was a light bulb moment, even though I think it really was feelings that got in the way. Otherwise, Mike is here. But maybe that is something where it's like, okay, now that that happened, maybe we should look at how we're building this thing. And Dak might not be the right guy for us moving forward. But I do think Dak's going to end up having a bounce back year. History says after an injury, he usually does. But they are playing against a lot of really good defenses. And maybe that will prove to us that, yes, that is the scouting report on Dak. If he's playing against the bad teams, he's going to feast on them. But when you're going up against one of the best defenses in the league, it's going to be a struggle. And they've got plenty of them on the schedule this year.
That's a good point. I wonder if late in the Micah drama, they said, this wasn't our plan, but this isn't a bad, like, unintended consequence of it. We free up the picks to possibly move up in the cap space, maybe to eat his contract if we want to go in that direction. 6'8", I feel like he's scared to get hurt again after his ankle. He changed. Yeah, I mean, and Dak used to have an ability to say, our offense isn't working. Hold my beer and watch this. I'm going to get us a couple of first downs. you know, we'll make the defense honor my running a little bit, and then, you know, the game could change. That's ultimately where he got hurt 5 years ago or something. It was against the Giants, and the offense was sputtering, so he started running them down the field. And it was incredible to know that your quarterback had that ability when all hell was breaking loose and you couldn't get first downs to just go take him on his own, and now he doesn't do that. 817, if Dak is bad this year, we need to cut bait, combo some picks, and go get a top quarterback. 214, Gavin, you know Dak has been dealing with Tyron not being there his whole career. Tyron has, what, maybe one or two healthy seasons Dak's whole career. I mean, it was off and on, and I felt like for the last 4 years or something, we got a glimpse of what life was going to be like without Tyron, like the 2022 year where everybody was worried about his picks because he led the league in 12 games. That was no Tyron Smith. Then 2023, it's near MVP with Tyron Smith back, so... you know, trust me, I've thought about this. I've looked at the games. I've, you know, looked at games played for Tyron Smith and how it correlates with Dak Prescott's success. And, you know, I think it's all coming together at a horrible time for him. He debuted in the NFL in 2016 with the best offensive line and rookie Zeke. And it was an unbelievable place for him. I mean, Cole Beasley and Witten and Dalton Schultz. And then Amari Cooper comes on board. You had Dez Bryant. I mean, everything has been perfect for him. And I think now... this is, you know, amongst the worst supporting cast that you could hope when you look at, you know, last year, especially the offensive line quality. Let's go to Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy scout. Where are you with Dak going into this year? Would you agree it's a make or break year for him?
Oh, it clearly is a make or break year for him. I think, though, with where I disagree with Greg, I think the biggest problem with Dak Prescott is the vision. I think the pre-snap stuff. I don't see what he's talking about with the tightness and stuff like that. I think that's how Dak plays. I think when you watch him throw the ball, he's kind of always been an overhand thrower.
Sure.
And so that's always that kind of style. It's, you know, we've talked about through the years where guys have tried to get him to point the knee, point the elbow, point the shoulder, and those kinds of things. You know, I think it's more like the mechanics. But to me, where I think the problems lie with Dak is like where what he sees pre-snap and where does he predetermine where he might want to throw the ball. And to me, the vision of him, even being now 10 years into this thing, that's the thing that always worries me about him. Because his throwing style has never, ever been pretty. It never has. Now, we've seen him throw some pretty passes. We've seen him throw with touch. You know, we've seen him throw, you know, I mean, but as a quarterback coming in the league, his mechanics were horrible. And they've gotten better. But I don't see the tightness. I just think the biggest problems and issues with Dak are the ones where he has to potentially read and then make that throw. That's the thing that I would say when you watch Dak that I would worry about him the most.
What is that thing that he struggles with? Is it the simulated pressures when guys show like they're coming and then they drop?
There's times where he gets fooled. He thinks that teams have done a really nice job of where they've shown him a specific look, and it's usually linebackers that give him problems. And it's usually kind of in the middle of the field where he's like trying to make a throw, and then all of a sudden it's not like a drop end and a linebacker blitzer. It's more like he does not see a linebacker drop into an area, or he doesn't anticipate a linebacker dropping into an area. And there's quarterbacks that when they go up to the line, they know, okay, this coverage, I'm going to get that guy is he's throwing the ball at times like predetermined, like I don't think that guy's going to be there, but defensive coordinators have baited him into some throws.
Yeah,
because they know, like, with and I think this is Mike McCarthy not helping him a damn bit. You know, with you look at way that offense is, you know, that offense, there was nothing dynamic about that offense at all.
Yeah, he had to be perfect.
The slants, the curls, the hitches, all that, all those things, you know, all of a sudden you get a defensive coordinator that can kind of say, okay, I'm this down a distance, I know I'm going to probably get a hitch.
Yeah, just so predictable.
Yeah, and all of a sudden now they show him a look like, okay, throw that slant, and then all of a sudden there's a guy, bait you into throwing the slant, and you got a guy standing right there.
I like that. I think there's hope in there. I think there's some chicken soup in your Cowboys soul right there for you.
Well, it's 10 years of this.
Sure. Absolutely. So two bad head coaches.
Four
different coordinators.
Yeah.
Maybe five.
That's been a problem. I just feel like pre-snap, that's where he's at his worst at times.
Okay, up next here in the C-Note, Morning News did predictions. It was a clean sweep for the Eagles. Brian might be one of the few media members out there picking Cowboys. Maybe they're giving the Eagles too much respect. If you wanted to draw up how the Cowboys can get this done, an emotional game, could you imagine that the guys want to prove this team is a lot more than Micah Parsons?
Absolutely. I think that's when, like, you throw in the addition by subtraction stuff, the galvanizing. Like, people are writing you off. Micah was your entire defense. Go ahead and put that up there, the bulletin board material of the EPA. Micah's on the field, you're the best. Micah's off, you stink, you're the worst, right? Defense is such a team sport that I do think that there is something to be said about that, and Kenny Clark is filling what was their biggest weakness. Who steps up now? Donovan Ezeraku, people were excited about. She had two bad preseason games. You're trying stuff out. Nobody thinks you're any good. Sam Williams, you're coming off an injury. Go out there and earn your money. You're on a contract year, right? Dante Fowler Jr., you've only been good when Dan Quinn's been your coach. Go show them it's not DQ. You are a good football player. Marshawn Nealon, you're in year two. Step up now, right? So I think, like, Osa and Kenny Clark getting pressure up the middle is big. But also, can you get some turnovers? Jalen Hurts will turn the football over now, whether it's running and you can strip the ball from him, or you got your ball hawks back. How many games have Bland and Diggs played together? Not many.
Yeah.
Go out there and get us excited. Make some plays. Donovan Wilson, you're still around because you're a big play type of guy. Solomon Thomas is a backup defensive tackle, can be a David Irving-like splash player, and he's been really good with defensive line coach Aaron Whitecotton. So there are still talented football players. Like, Maris Leofau can turn out to be a really good linebacker. He's going into year two. And Eberflus is the linebacker whisperer. So I still think there are parts of this defense where I'm not writing them off. I still think they can find a way to be solid this year. And if they're middle of the pack,
yes,
how good we think this offense can be, that's where you get to double-digit wins.
I mean, yeah, what if this offense can run the ball and they're a top-five offense, you have an average defense, then I think your best-case scenario creeps into double-digit win land.
Yeah, they've got to figure out a way to play this front, the front seven. If it's going to be the kind that plays on the move, that doesn't want to go toe to toe with people, that like, having Clark helps a little bit more power inside. But if they're going to play on the move and all that, it's going to be about being able to, like, not take unnecessary chances. If it says go A gap, go A gap. If the other guy's got the B, go the B. It's got to be assignment football. If they do not play assignment football, they will get killed in the running game. They absolutely will get killed. But we've seen them at times when they've been able to fill the gaps, everybody take a responsibility, and linebackers over the top, and a safety coming down, and a corner. We've seen them against the Ravens in the preseason when it looks the right way.
Yep.
When everybody fills a gap, we've seen them been able to play really good defense, and that's what it's going to take. But if you have a bunch of guys playing hero ball and jumping gaps and not playing responsibilities and assignments, you know, and that's a little bit of a Micah Parsons problem, too.
There you go.
Micah Parsons is one of those guys that might not always play the right assignment. He might play a little hero ball with you. So, to me, that's where this Dallas run defense, if they're spot on with their fits, they'll be okay in the run game.
You think Shady got these boys together? I'm talking about mentally right now?
I think so.
When I see C.D. Lamb talking about Parsons being gone, his shoulders are all slumped down. You know, that type of thing is going on in that locker room. That's what I say. Oh, man, he's gone. Our guy's gone.
Yeah. There's that possibility
as well. That defeated feeling that they're already feeling defeated. I don't like that.
Could deflate them. I think that, you know, everything is in the air and possible with the kickoff coming up at 7:20 here on The Fan. Your new coaching staff, their ability to get the guys together, to fix their run defense, to play more discipline, to eliminate the turnovers, and then to ask questions of the opposition's defense with your scheme offensively does leave, you know, anything to be possible. I do want to say it appears Dan Orlovsky has the worst take of week one of the NFL season, saying Sirianni and Hurts are the modern day Belichick and Brady. That one takes the cakes for Danny O, doesn't it?
Unbelievable. Yeah, that'll be worst take tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. with the boys.
Okay, let's slide on out of here. We'll get Krusty's Corner and then into the pregame. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, let me talk about who the officials are for this game. We'll do that first, and we'll do that next.
Okay, I want to chat D&M Leasing with you, though, because maybe you're on your way to a watch party or on your way home to watch it on the couch. Would you rather be driving in a better vehicle, a new vehicle? D&M Leasing can make it happen for you right now. Any make, any model, just call them and tell them what you want. tell them what you're trading in. They'll give you the highest trade-in value possible for the old one and then get you a payment up to 50% less compared to buying. Seriously, it's a no-brainer. If you're looking for a brand new vehicle, call D&M Leasing right here. About 10-minute phone conversation, they can get you taken care of. Then you go back to doing your life. You enjoy the game tonight. You don't have to stand around at a dealership checking your phone for the score. Watch the game. D&M Leasing is going to be hard at work delivering that brand new vehicle to you. And leasing is just so much better than buying. With new vehicle prices skyrocketing, you know, the 7-year loans, the 84 months, you're going to be upside down on that thing as soon as you drive it off the lot for the entire duration of that loan. So don't do that, right? That's the old way of acquiring new vehicles, and it stinks, you know, compared to the D&M Easy Lease. It's easier. You save a bunch of money. All you have to do is call them, 972 or 817-35-LEASE. Go to dmautoleasing.com.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back, number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone and they're all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations, 2023 and 2024.
Thank you, Lucius. We're 3.5 hours from kickoff. We're about 15 minutes from the pregame show with Broadus and Chiafalo here. 8.5-point line. Cowboys getting over a touchdown in this game. That was enough to prompt Dez Bryant to lay 50K on this bad boy. Dez out there doing the handicapping thing. So best of luck to him and the Cowboys. I think that's a good bet. But, man, that is a lot of money.
It's the highest. I think it's the highest point total of the week, right?
Yes,
it is. Yeah. Biggest spread.
Biggest spread, apparently, the underdogs are pretty good in week one. I was seeing BetMGM had like a pretty good stat out there. I think 24-5 over the last couple of years. Underdogs are kind of the week one play, it seems.
All righty. Yeah, and Jalen Hurst didn't play in the preseason either, so it sounds good to me. The corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. And, like you said, we got the pregame show coming up here. Really looking forward to seeing what's going on with that. I know you guys kind of alluded to it earlier. You're going to get Tyler Guyton starting at left tackle today.
Okay.
So there was some talk about if it was going to be Nate Thomas or because of the preseason stuff and all the things that with Guyton being out. You're going to get you're going to get Tyler Guyton.
He's going to be rushing at him.
That would be the what's my guy?
Ajomo
Hunt.
Well, Hunt will be involved. Ajomo, did I always say his name?
Yeah, Moro Ajomo.
Ajomo will be.
Nolan Smith will get mixed in there.
Nolan Smith will be on the other side. Nolan Smith usually rushes on the left side. Okay. So Hunt.
Yeah, their right side outside linebackers, Hunt.
Yeah, so you look for Hunt and Ajomo. I had some people in Philadelphia reach out to me and say, you're not talking about Ajomo enough.
That was the player. That was their under-the-radar breakout year.
Yeah, they were.
Texas Longhorn.
They also really like Hunt a lot, too.
Yeah.
That's a big one. But they're saying, you guys, you're missing out talking about Ajomo. But his Ajomo was mainly a defensive tackle, what I saw him playing. So
He was a D-tackle at Texas.
And the reps that I saw. So, But you're going to get Tyler Guyton starting at left tackle today for your team. So we'll see how that all plays out. In this football game, everybody okay with Tyler Guyton starting, by the way?
Yeah, I'm happy about it.
Good? I mean, I'm happy they got multiple options at tackle, and I'm hoping we're not wondering about Nate Thomas tonight at about 10:30.
Oh, that maybe they should have used Nate Thomas?
Yeah, we're wondering, hey, I wonder if Thomas could do better. I just hope that all the hard work Guyton put in this offseason, even though he missed a lot of training camp, that it shows up and it's a significantly obvious player, a better player than Thomas and what Guyton was able to do last year. I think this is the biggest key. And if you don't get it right, I would look at using picks to fix tackle if you're going to keep Dak next year.
Yeah. I really debated this one kind of heavily in my mind of, do you go for the guy who's been all training camp, has been out there, playing and getting work, as opposed to the guy that's kind of been over on the side. But I mean, Guyton started off so well. I anticipate they're going to get help over there though. with whoever plays. I anticipate. I don't feel like this is going to be one of those things that's going to be. They're going to leave him out there on an island, but
they're not going to Jeremy Parnell. Yeah,
I don't think so. The thing about it is when you look at what the Eagles have done, and we talked about this. This is like a 4-man rush. That's what they primarily. They're not really always interested in bringing linebackers and bringing blitzers, and so they're going to probably do 4-man rush.
Well, I think you got to play Guyton because it's kind of a developmental year, and you got to figure out if he can grow in a big way. That'd be massive. Sure. He can hit his potential. So yeah. I wouldn't want to waste any growth opportunities on another player again like they did last year.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep an eye on that one. All right, your official for today's for tonight's game will be Sean Smith. And just if I could go back and just kind of tell you what Sean Smith was the last couple of years, just to kind of get an idea what him and his crew were calling in these games. Last year he was ninth most penalties in the league last year.
I'm feeling good about our discipline right now, Brian. Didn't seem to be as big of a problem.
Not a big problem.
In preseason, at least.
Yeah, he had last year it was 98 calls against the home and 116 against the aways.
Okay, wow. Okay. Home cooking.
So he kind of leaned to the home side a little bit. He did officiate their win last year in the divisional championship game against
The Rams.
The Rams. Mm. He was the official for that game.
Terrible ref game was.
And he had Dallas's game last year against the Saints.
Oh, that was disgusting too. Mm.
Which was not a good omen.
We don't like this guy.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Pick rocks, bro.
And so
Saints won the Super Bowl that night.
Yeah, with the
best game ever for them.
with him, you're going to get offensive holding. At least that's where he was at the last couple of years. Offensive holding. Again, this was pretty slighted. If you look at the home and away splits, he is like it was a, like 34 offensive holding calls, 11 against the homes, 23 against the aways. So that's pretty significant right there for offensive holding. He was really big. His second most calls were unnecessary roughness. Mm. So, and this one was 5 against the homes, 10 against the aways was a big call for him. Defensive pass interference.
Sam Williams right there.
Yeah. Defensive pass interference was 14 of them. That was 10 against the home, 4 against the aways. And then delay of game. This is one I always kind of look at, the delay of game one, because you know, you get these refs that are like constantly watching the clock, and
there should be a shot clock on it. Just sound the alarm. Let's not leave this up to the opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, but this is the one time where delay of game was against the homes more than it was the aways.
Okay.
So Sean Smith again, the ninth most penalized group in the league last year.
Those secondary calls could be big. You said 10 for the home, 5 for the aways?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe they get a little grabby, some new corners playing out there.
Remember how anxious that was with Romo? He was always taking it down double zeros.
Way, and especially at that place, and it's the crowd noise and all that. You're trying to, you know, it was always anxiety-filled type.
Man, I would love it if you could just tell me 2 hours and 45 minutes into the game, there is anxiety. It's close enough, the crowd is a factor. That would be a win tonight if you can keep this thing close and give yourself a chance last 5 minutes.
Just some numbers to kind of go through for this game. And just from last year, just things you might not know, and it's probably going to have to happen. And this is not the officiating, but if you didn't know this about CeeDee Lamb last year, and this is where I think this game might hinge a little bit with him and Pickens, is Lamb forced 27 missed tackles across 115 touches he had last year. That was the most among wide receivers in the league. It allowed him to gain an extra 234 additional yards off missed tackles, 44 yards more than the next closest receiver, which was Deebo Samuel.
Let's get him in the run game, Brian.
There you go. Lamb also recorded a missed tackle on 24% of his 115 touches last season.
Dang.
A higher missed tackle rate force than 23 running backs with that same number. So
he's got it.
Yep, let's go for it.
Little Deebo in his game. Appreciate you, man. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the nation, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Thanks so much to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Just went too flawless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Cowboys pregame show is coming up next. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.